Catherine, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Kelly, for having me.
Hey, lots going on today. First, let's start with the Delaware Contemporary launching its 40th anniversary year. What's this all about?
Well, it's very exciting. Back in the early 70s, Rick Rothrock spearheaded a development of an artist collaborative called the Art Squad, and it was created and designed for participatory and environmental art installations throughout Wilmington. And later, he jotted a few notes, I think they were on a small napkin or something like that, that many said wouldn't take root. And so it did. And now, at the cusp of 40 years, that the seeds of that hard work and bound together with energy from those founding members, now and their determination now has seen the fruits of their labor. And so we're excited to honor our founder, Rick Rothrock, and a longtime supporter, Stan Smokler, in an exhibition called Origins. And with that, we hope to expand even up to 50 years.
Wow, that's great. So let's talk about the exhibit, Origins, a little bit. What can people expect?
What they can expect is to see Stan Smokler's forged and welded steel works, as well as Rick Rothrock's sculptures in marble or stone. And what's exciting about this is it combines these two elements of material, and where Rick Rothrock captures this natural phenomenon of materials that surround us, and then he transfigures them into these beautiful works of art. And then with Stan Smokler, and he forges his work out of found materials and then transforms them also into monumental life-size works. They're abstractly geometric, and then he has the seriousness and resoluteness of his steel works and also his wry sense of humor through some of the titles that you'll find, like Jack in the Box or Here's Looking at You. And in this exhibition, what we're looking at is the placement of the work. It's very important for me. It'll be in the Bieberham Gallery. It's very important for me to have some kind of a relationship with the works, with the artists in that space. And so placement is very important. So there'll be architectural elements that cohere. There'll be visual relationships with the works. There'll be a dialogue between the works, as well as these directional impulses and spatial relationships. So it should be very exciting. And then even the installation is going to be a mammoth undertaking with Rick Rothrock. He received an award for his materials. And so he needed to get a gantry. And the only way you can handle this work is with some kind of a machine, because they're so heavy.
I hear you. So when can people start visiting the Delaware Contemporary to see this new exhibit?
It opens on January 8th, and the reception will be on January 11th. In the evening from 7 to 9, there'll be a public reception.
And can anybody come to this reception?
Oh, this is open, free and open to the public, yes.
So the exhibit itself opens on January the 8th, and then runs through when?
April 21.
And how can people get more information about it? I know, I'm one of those people. I like to look at things online, get a feel for things before I go. Where can they do that?
They can go to our website, decontemporary.org.
All right, let's switch over to another good thing happening, if you will, at the Delaware Contemporary. It's called New Heights by Erica Lousteau. What is this all about?
Well, Erica Lousteau proposed a project to us. She had a project a number of years ago in the ceiling of our lobby. She had, I think it was called Birds in Flight, and they were birds cut out of cardstock. And it was well received. And so she came to us and proposed another project. And she is an artist who is inspired by things that move, especially in clusters and in high places. And so this new installation, new project, is called New Heights. And she is a keen observer of the murmurations of birds. And so her sculptures take form in that organization and movement of avian flight. And so when you look at this new work, you'll sense this gravitational pull, this fluctuation, this aerodynamic momentum that finds its equivalent in physics, but also in human cultural interchange. You know, she says, we swarm around news flashes, and then we respond, you know, with tweets and blogs and social commentary.
What is Erica's background?
She received a Master of Fine Arts from the University of Pennsylvania and a Bachelor of Arts degree from Hampshire Colleges. And she teaches 2D and 3D design and sculpture at Westchester University.
Okay, so when does New Heights by Erica Lousteau open, and how long will that run at the Delaware Contemporary?
Well, it opens on January 11th, the day of our special friends event reception for the artists. And it continues all year. She wanted something that is ephemeral, but also has an end to it. And what her project proposed is for other artists to have an opportunity to display their work, their aerial work, in the lobby. And so she's setting up the first installment of that kind of activity. And so we're very excited and hoping that other artists will be interested in doing this. And so she's going to be spearheading that. Her title at the Delaware Contemporary is Adjunct Curator for Design Integration.
We're talking to Catherine Page. She's the Gretchen Hupfel Curator of Contemporary Art at the Delaware Contemporary. Catherine, it appears the Delaware Contemporary is a very busy place. Give your background for people who are not aware of it.
It is a non-collecting museum center. We have 26 artist studios, and we host about 30-some exhibitions a year, and that rotate. And so the studio artists are very engaged in our programming and exhibitions schedule. And we have artists that are local, we have artists that are regional, and we have artists that are international. So we're very excited and very proud to serve the artistic community here.
And why don't you give the Delaware Contemporary's website address so people can go there and read about everything that's coming up?
Yes, decontemporary.org. And it shows past exhibitions, current, and then some of the future upcoming exhibitions as well. And there should be plenty of information available there. And if not, you can always contact me.